Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. I want to take you to the Old Testament book of Judges in chapter 6, verse 15. And the scripture is speaking about a mighty warrior. And it says, "Pardon me, my Lord," Gideon replied, "but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." Gideon is basically saying, "God, how are you going to use me? I'm not a mighty warrior. I come from a no place land, that I'm a part of a no place family. I'm even no place in my no place family." Have you ever felt like that? Like you're a weakling, like you just don't fit somewhere, that you're not a mighty warrior? Well, that's how Gideon felt. His people, the Israelites, were being cruelly oppressed by the Midianites, and the oppression got so bad that the Israelites began praying to God for help. Finally, for them, prayer was a last resort, kind of like a Hail Mary pass at the end of a ball game. But God heard their prayers, and the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." You might be on your way to work today, or you might be on a treadmill or on a walk or working out. You might be sitting at your desk. Did you know that as a follower of Christ, you are absolutely a mighty warrior? You may not feel like it, but I'll promise you, the presence of Christ within you is a mighty warrior building you up. So join me in this prayer as we prepare to meditate today. God, would you allow me to experience the power that comes in the promise that I am a mighty warrior because of your presence in me? Whatever is ahead of me, whatever giant I need to slay, whatever bad that is ahead of me, whatever evil stands in my way, God, would you give me peace, power, and direction to know how to be your mighty warrior and trust you in accomplishing that thing? And now, friend, before you end this time of prayer, I invite you to take a few moments to be quiet and still, to allow in solitude, to allow in quietude, to simply stop and listen to how God wants to lead you and direct you in your life. I believe He speaks to us in many different ways through His Word. I believe He can speak to us through conviction. I believe there are times He kind of nudges and prods us within our spirit. And I think there are times that literally He speaks to us. But however He does that, don't talk yourself out of it. Recognize that He's speaking into you, a mighty warrior with peace, power, and direction. I'm going to mind the time, and I'll be back in a couple of moments. You know, God heard the prayers of the Israelites, and God pulled out of the Israelites this young guy, Gideon, and said that he would be a mighty warrior. But before the mighty warrior word, it came with a tagline that said, "The Lord is with you." That's why you're a mighty warrior. Today, friend, the Lord is with you. If you have chosen to be his child, he has never left you and never will. He is with you, mighty warrior. Now go live that way. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.